The Money Show.
Business Unusual with Colin Cullis.
Business Unusual brought to you by DSTV Business. Elevate your guests because entertainment is their business. Colin Cullis, our Business Unusual correspondent. Tell me about the most successful Kardashian.
And there's no question that she is successful. In fact, all the Kardashians are big business. They have, after all, some of them, some large assets. And this is about Kylie Jenner. And in March this year, Forbes thought she passed the line for becoming the youngest billionaire ever. And the sale this week of her Kylie Cosmetics company, which she owned 100% of, she sold 51% to Coty for $600 million. Well, that kind of confirms in that by the valuation of the company and what she got out of it, she is worth $1 billion. But I thought it might be useful just to remind people how incredibly big a billion is. So ahead of the show, I asked if you earned the same salary as the South African president, how long would it take you to earn $1 billion? These were the options. You could take 20 years, and 29% very optimistically said yes, you could do it in 20 years. 16% said 200 years. 23% opted for 2,000 years. And the correct number, 32% of people, 4,000 years.
I'm very proud to say I got it right. It was kind of by default.
Sure.
But 4,000 years, because the president earns what, 3.3 million rand a year?
I used 3.9 million for his salary, yeah. So 10,600 rand odd a day. And it is an incredible amount of money. If it was just for a billion rand, it would still take 252 years to amass a billion rand, earning what the president earns. So it is an incredibly big amount of money. And somebody made the point that I was reading up for this. It says people don't earn a billion because nobody earns that bigger number. You basically get it given to you thanks to a business that absolutely takes off, or you inherit it, which is often how it goes. And the basis for how this is determined,
it's to illustrate what it would take to earn that amount of money, which is why billionaires are billionaires, because they create the value. And I mean, a lot of people are very dismissive of the Kardashians and the awful public life that they've led and the public humiliation they've subjected themselves to and the reality TV. But the genius of this family to leverage that into considerable economic opportunity is something that has to be, you don't have to like it, but boy, you have to admire what they've achieved.
Yeah, and it's the mom. Kris Jenner, I think, deserves the credit. She is the one who came up with the idea of leveraging her entire family's crazy sort of antics in keeping up with the Kardashians. She got the idea from watching the Osbournes. I don't know if you still remember watching that. There's Ozzy Osbourne and his family sort of bumbling around the...
Yeah.
He had no idea what he was about to create in the world. But Kris Jenner saw that and said, I think I can do this with my family. And she has got, there are four Kardashians and the two Jenners. So it's Kris Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner. Those are the parents. And then, let me get this right. It's Courtney, Kim, Chloe. I forgot one. And then Kendall and Kylie. Oh, the boy. That's it. Robert. That's it. Thank you very much. I was trying to think of another K, and it wasn't. He was Robert, of course. So how it all kicks off. So she's 22 now. She was born in 1997, and the Keeping Up with the Kardashians first hit news channel in 2007. So she's 10 years old when she first appears on this. But mom was sorting out careers with Kim Kardashian. She was sort of the one that first went big. But by sort of 2012, she'd set up an opportunity for Kendall, her sister, to start a clothing line. So, you know, this isn't just, hey guys, make some little things to take to school and sell it. No, you're going to get your own clothing line, and effectively you're going to become models. And both of them are. Kendall is, I think, the highest paid model, or has been, for the last 2 years. So wealthy in their own right for what they're actually doing. But a lot of people have questioned whether or not this is a self-made billionaire, because one of the things that Forbes gave it is that she's one of the youngest self-made billionaires. Of course, quite young heiresses who are billionaires and didn't really have to do anything. And I think it's a little unfair for people to say so, because again, the company that was founded, this was in sort of 2014, was the first purchases made with Seed Beauty. But 2015, 30th of November 2015, her first lip kits. And what makes Kylie Cosmetics sort of particularly famous is she focuses on lip kits. And she did this in part because when she was even younger, not that she wasn't, she was only 15 at the time, she had said that she was not that comfortable with the size of her lips. And so she'd use lipstick to sort of draw outside the size of her lips and then use this sort of lip gloss type stuff to give it an effect. And the other thing that aligned beautifully for her was the rise of social media. And she was just the right age to capitalize on probably what is still the most receptive groups on, certainly the two that she became the absolute queen of, Instagram and Snapchat. She was 15 when those two sort of really started popping.
I think it's Gladwell, isn't it? Malcolm Gladwell, who talks about what matters. It matters when you're born. If you're born in the first half of the year, you tend to do better at school. You tend to be selected for the sports teams because, especially at a young age, you're bigger and you're stronger. And the kids born later in the year tend to perform less well during their formative years. And, you know, a whole range of tech billionaires were born within 5 years of each other, Jobs and Gates and a whole bunch of others. And they would have done well anyway, but their births happened to coincide with the tech revolution, and they capitalized massively on that. What you're talking here is that Kylie Jenner has capitalized massively on the social media phenomenon. I mean, there were a billion other kids who could have, but didn't, and she did, which is perhaps her genius.
Indeed, because, I mean, the cosmetics, that's a 7,000-year-old product. It was, and I think, again, you've got to account that it's just a skill that she absolutely has, because there's plenty of people who try and try their luck and post things on social media. She did have a skill of posting things in such a way that actually got people to respond. In fact, going back to the lips thing, at one point, after she'd sort of painting her lips, people said, like, wow, her lips really do start looking a lot better. And it sparked this ridiculous Kylie Jenner challenge, which, like all of these challenges, are just, kids, don't do this. But you take a glass or a bottle and you'd suck on it. So that effectively your lips get sucked in there. And if you leave it for a while, they swell up. And some people were posting horrendous pictures. That was the least favorite bit of this research, having to go and find out about the implications of the Kylie Jenner lip challenge.
Did you experiment and see whether or not you could do it? Come on.
No, I would agree with Kylie Jenner that my lips are so thin that nothing would happen if I had to try and do that. So that wouldn't actually work. But then here was the thing as well. She's now 15 years old. Her lips are looking beautiful. She's doing all of the stuff. She's absolutely devouring all the YouTube channels for how to apply makeup and, you know, looking like she's learning a lot and doing it. And then a lot of people start noticing, but it's not just the lipstick that seems to make her lips look bigger. They actually look bigger. And she did admit that she did go and have a dermatologically enhanced lips. And I think it's just, you know, you inject something into the lips. And so when you then combine, I mean, the Kardashians are certainly qualify as being models. They're all very beautiful. And then you add these now slightly larger lips and her ability to add the makeup. And she really was somebody that a lot of people wanted to follow. On Instagram, 151 million followers. One of the top 20 posts, she has 7 of them, including number 2, which should still be number 1 if it wasn't for that egg earlier this year that 53 million people went to like because, you know, egg on Instagram. But the other stuff with Snapchat, she was one of the first to really start engaging and just posting all sorts of weird things. Snapchat doesn't have a history, so if you didn't follow the person, you can't see it. I can't see a lot of stuff, but some of them would turn into videos, and you really get a sense that she was kind of edgy, but safe. She certainly understood the language that was being created on Snapchat that was different to most of these other platforms. Although February last year, she did take to Twitter. She's not that big on Twitter. I say not that big, 24 million. And said, is anybody still using Snapchat? Oh, such a pity. And they lost $1 billion off their market cap in one day. She did go back and says, oh, but you're my first love. Too late. It never didn't quite come back. Although she can share that Forbes list with Evan Spiegel. He's the founder of Snapchat. He's another one of the 8 under 30s who are billionaires. And again, it's that timing and education. And stuff.
So many people really struggle to understand how the digital world is coinciding with the business world, the ability to commercialize and make money. But there are a small group of people who really have hit pay dirt when it comes to capitalizing and really leveraging the opportunity that social media presents. And one of that is the Kardashians and the Jenners.
Yeah, and the final point, just with how she really went about this smartly. And again, Kris Jenner, she she paid for 15,000 original kits. This was their big launch in 30 November 2015. And they sold out in minutes. So they realized, we got troubles with our website because it was all sold online. And she got, my mother said, right, I'm going to get you involved with Shopify, very large e-commerce platform. And the next year they had managed to secure funding, etc., to get that company for 500,000 units. And those two sold out fantastically well. And subsequent to that, they've been doing in the region of 10 million units a year, which is not an insubstantial amount because she focuses on the lip kits. She picks them out herself. She teases which ones they're going to be with the colors on all the Instagram posts, really, you know, getting a lot of demand. More recently, she's added also Kye liners and Kye shadows, as you'd imagine, would be added to the mix. But I can also just give a word of caution that the company has grown phenomenally well and seems to be stable and successful. But there are a lot of people selling these sorts of things. And now that she's hit the peak, she's settling down, she's becoming a mother, might not really be able to hit that same demographic that she had in the past. You know, how easily Coty is going to be able to recoup the $600 million and sustain this billion-dollar empire, that could still be challenging. But maybe as a final thing, a hat tip to the originator of all of this, Paris Hilton, who never had the internet and social media, but created her sort of become famous for being famous using tabloids. And so this is going to happen in different ways. And I suppose next time it might still be a social network. It might be something else aligned with social networks. But for anybody who wants to be unfair to Kylie Jenner and say she doesn't deserve this, I think they're wrong. I think she has done a remarkable thing to make the most of the timing and the access to become the world's youngest billionaire.
Colin Cullis, who regrets he never put his lips around a bottle. Business Unusual correspondent Colin Cullis this evening on the remarkable success of the Kardashians, and particularly Kylie Jenner.